That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for Free Talk Live. I see lights flashing behind me, so I'm not sure if we're on the air or not. GCN, if you can hear me, please let me know. In studio tonight, it's Daryl
and Tally.
And Nimmy is on her way. She's running just a little bit late. So, again, like I said, I have some lights flashing behind me, so I don't know if we're actually on the air. I don't really hear, I didn't hear the bumper music coming through the headphones. All right. Apparently, GCN says that we are on the air.
Well, hello, everybody.
That's good. So, Tally.
Yes, sir.
You like controversy. And I don't mean that in the fact of you bring controversy or you like being a troll. I say that in the fact of it makes for interesting talking.
I like peace, so I don't know if I go out and seek controversy, but I read a lot of news, and that usually gets my attention. Do you have something you'd like to talk about that's controversial?
I do, and this actually comes from my home state of Alabama.
Sweet home Alabama.
Where the state senators there always tend to, every couple of years, do something that, you know, just makes Alabama look really bad.
Mm-hmm.
I remember several years ago, two state senators got into fisticuffs on the floor of the Senate. The one senator was 69 years old. The other one was 65. And
nobody wants to see that.
Oh, it made for great television.
All right, I want to see that.
Alabama Public Television broadcast all of this stuff. It got on CNN and MSNBC. It was great television.
Were the other members of the House like placing bets on which geriatric person was going to win?
No, they were actually trying to pull the two guys apart. And, yeah, so I'll find the video, post it up on the Facebook page for Free Talk Live.
I will watch it.
But this story comes from AL.com, which is AlabamaLive.com. It's basically the state news aggregate for all of the papers in Alabama. And it says, a Facebook post by the wife of Alabama State Senator Shadrach McGill warning women to stop hitting on her husband has taken the couple all the way to Good Morning America. McGill on Good Morning America on Tuesday said, I had looked on my husband's Facebook yesterday, and again, there was another picture and another email. Being that we have daughters, I guess a righteous anger rose up in me over that, just to protect them and to protect my family. The McGills apparently have six children. The McGills drew the attention of Good Morning America after AL.com reported on a post by Heather McGill on her husband's Facebook profile. And they have an excerpt of the post, but I think reading the actual post is so much funnier. Attention, Facebook. This is Heather McGill, State Senator McGill's wife, for anyone that does not know that. This may go viral, and if so, my prayer is that it strengthens marriages and families across this district, our state, and our country. I am very blessed to be the wife of a God-fearing, hard-working, ministry-minded, loving father and husband, and it is not just my right, but my duty to lovingly serve him by protecting him. I have been silent for long enough. No more. Multiple times since being in office, he has gotten emails from women, who may not even be real, inviting him to explore, also sending pictures of themselves. No more. It is a shame that people are so heartless that they would try to split up families. We have children that look at our Facebooks from time to time. Shame on you. You know who you are. Next time, everyone will know who you are. For I will publicly share your name before we unfriend you. I love my husband and my children too much to sit here and allow this to go on, and will not give the enemy any more foothold into our family.
Does she mean by enemy Satan?
Probably. This is the behind-the-scenes garbage that political life brings. I will not turn a blind eye to it any longer. I remember years ago my pastor's wife standing before the congregation preaching to the young women about their dress, which had gotten out of hand, and she boldly stood before them and spoke the truth. I boldly stand before you and declare that I will not stand beside... I will stand beside my husband, support him, love him, and protect him at all cost. Those of you who know who you are, consider yourself warned. Those of you who understand my heart, thank you for listening, and may God bless your family. I don't know. I just think that sounds kind of funny, and it's actually going to sort of have the Streisand effect, in my opinion. Are you familiar with that?
Sure, but go ahead and explain it.
Okay, so the Streisand effect is when you tell people, don't do this anymore, and then it causes people to do that intentionally.
Oh, so you think that because of her Facebook posts and all this publicity, people are going to email and contact her husband more?
Yes. That's what the Streisand effect is. There was a picture taken of coastline in California where some guy just happened to be in either a helicopter or an airplane taking aerial photos of coastline in California, and he was posting them on his website of coastlineincaliforniaphotos.com or whatever the website was, and one of the pictures happened to have had Barbara Streisand's beach house. The photo, before a lawsuit was filed on behalf of Streisand, the photo had been downloaded 6 times. 2 of those times were by Streisand and her attorney. After the lawsuit was filed, I think it got hundreds of thousands of downloads.
Wow.
Because she said, I don't want anybody downloading this picture. Remove it from your website. And then everybody wanted to go see what the thing was that she didn't want them to see.
Huh. Yeah. Hey, so this is kind of the opposite of like what Anthony Weiner from New York City does, right? Where he takes photos of himself in his bathing suit area without the bathing suit, and then he sends them to people. So I guess that's a New York versus Alabama thing.
Yeah, it's sort of strange like that. Nimi, do you have an opinion on this?
I'm tempted to go send the guy a naughty picture myself.
You know, I would be interested to see whatever you send
State
Senator McGill.
I did disagree with one point, or probably many points, but one in particular where she said that it's this kind of garbage that political life brings. I mean, women especially send me photos all the time, and I'm not in political life. They send them to tallytv@gmail.com or through Facebook.
Cute. I'll have to do that when I go home.
Yeah, I don't really get those. And I sort of think that Tally is asking for photos more than he is saying that he actually gets them.
Well, if he's putting his email address out there, he might have more luck than you do if you're not posting your, it out there.
You know, the ladies know that I keep it private. And, and my girlfriend is not jealous at all, unlike this candidate's wife. So I'd just like to say I appreciate that.
So what you're saying is that your girlfriend will not go onto your Facebook saying, stop doing this?
No.
So the article here from AL.com continues. It says that Heather McGill warned that she would publicly scorn any women who hit on her husband in the future. On Tuesday, State Senator Shadrach McGill explained that his wife's concern may have to do with incidents that had occurred in his first legislative campaign in 2010.
Oh, infidelity, you don't say.
Including one in which strippers showed up unannounced at the couple's home at 1 a.m. in the morning.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be be several companies that sold similar products, now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. The call-in number is 855-453. In studio tonight, it's Daryl, Tally,
and Nemi.
And before we get back to the topics at hand, I want to tell you about the Bitcoin store. They have more than 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment, and they are currently at a 0% markup from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor, which is Ingram Micro. I think it is reasonably fair to say that more than half of the items are cheaper than on Amazon. It is also the easiest way to convert your Bitcoins into real-world items. Non-Bitcoin users can save money by buying by buying from BitcoinStore.com instead of other online shops. And the best part is the government cannot track what you buy from Bitcoin Store. You don't even need to give your real name, just a mailing address where they can mail whatever it is you buy. If you have time, click around and compare prices. I think you'll be shocked at how much cheaper some of the items actually are. So go to BitcoinStore.com. I was actually there today looking to buy some printer cartridges. And unfortunately, they didn't have the one that I needed, but they had some printers that were actually about as cheap as what I bought printer cartridges for at a physical store. So BitcoinStore.com, and they are trying to make a sales goal of, I believe it's $850,000 U.S. dollars worth of sales, and they're about halfway there for the month of June. So check it out at BitcoinStore.com. Now, Tally, I know that you had a story.
I don't have it up yet.
Okay. You do not have that up.
I'm looking for it.
Well, while you bring that up, Nimmy, do you have anything else to add to this story about the McGill family?
Not really, but I do have a story of a colorful confection, if you
okay.
want.
Sure.
A colorful cake can answer an expectant couple's most burning question. Boy or girl? The practice of revealing an unborn child's gender with dessert is quickly becoming a baby shower custom as more people are ordering reveal cakes.
I heard about this.
Pastry chef Robert Bennett said they're part of a trend that has many customers moving away from traditional sheet cakes in favor of more elaborate and unique confections to celebrate special occasions. Bennett at his staff and Classic Cake in Cherry Hill have seen the numbers of requests for one-of-a-kind cakes grow substantially in recent years. Multi-tiered, colorful desserts with elements as individual as the guests of honor are being ordered to celebrate bar and bat mitzvahs, first birthdays, sweet 16s, weddings, and other milestone events. Traditionally, these occasions are celebrated with a sheet cake, right? Traditional single-layer confection designed to serve large parties. Now, baby shower cakes are some of the staff's favorite. Bakers are often privy to information that will surprise the event's guests and sometimes have to hear directly from a physician to know what color to make it. I guess that's if you don't want to know, but you want to know for your cake, right?
Yeah, so here's my question about that.
Mm-hmm.
Are the people getting the ultrasound and telling the nurse, don't tell me what the sex is, but write it on a little slip of paper,
put it in the bakery envelope? Yeah, something. He says, sometimes we know before the mother and father, it's really cool, Bennett said. When they cut into the cake, it's blue or pink. Really? Now, I got what I thought was a pretty disturbing gift probably a year or two ago. It was a picture of baby ultrasound on a coffee travel mug. I'm sorry. It just was the weirdest thing I've ever gotten. I don't know why you would do that. Here, have a picture of my unborn child. I don't know.
How old is this kid now?
He's now probably 18 months, 2 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, was it a close friend?
It was of the person who received the mug, yes.
As far as I know, an image of me as a fetus is not in circulation.
Yeah, I wouldn't want... That's kind of creepy, isn't it? I thought that was kind of creepy.
Yeah, I think ultrasounds, just the way they look, are kind of creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Although, several years ago, I think it was GE that came out with a 3D ultrasound.
Where you can see the picture.
But yeah, it actually gives you like an actual photo of the baby.
Mm.
It's kind of weird and creepy, but interesting all at the same time.
So did that improve the resolution? I mean, usually ultrasound photos are black and white.
Oh, it's great resolution. It's like taking a side profile picture of a person, only they're beneath some skin and an amniotic sac.
Oh, wow.
And inside of a uterus.
It's gross. If you ask me, I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it either. It's one of those weird, creepy, neat kind of strange things.
I want to see this. Can you find a photo and post it on the Free Talk Live Facebook page?
Certainly.
Score.
So, what else do we have
on the cake?
Surprise cake?
Nothing really. Just that this is there are a couple of reality cake baking shows on TV where this is becoming more popular. You know, so yeah, it's kind of, I don't know. I don't think I would enjoy finding out the sex of my child by cutting into a cake.
So that's, what is on the exterior? I may have missed that part.
It's just a cake. It's elaborate cake. It's not just your regular. It's a girl sheet cake.
Uh huh.
And they just kind of paste these things together, apparently. So did you pull up your story,
Mr.
Sally?
Yeah. Here's something that I just thought it was great when I scanned it this morning. The headline, and this is from the Bangor Daily News by Judy Harrison. The headline is, "Instead of punishing, can Maine foster a more caring justice system?" And I think this question is so important, and it's great to see people working on this. Maine is on the edge of a major reform to its criminal justice system that would replace the current punitive culture with restorative justice principles, an organizer of a day-long conference told participants on Tuesday. Sponsored by the Restorative Justice Institute of Maine, based in Augusta, about 100 people, including district attorneys, jail officials, police officers, advocates, volunteers, and employees with the Department of Corrections and the Department of Health and Human Services, attended. Speakers from California, Vermont, Nova Scotia, and the United Kingdom addressed the theme of the conference, which was realizing our vision of a restorative state.
Now, what is a restorative state?
I don't know, and I don't really like that terminology, but if we are going to have a justice system that actually has some meaning to the word, I think, as this article is going to go into, we have to figure out what the needs are of the people that might be victimized. And then, of course, if the state is putting people in a cage where they haven't created a victim, this article is going to go into, they don't need to be there in the first place.
Well, what I would like to see in a justice system that looks at the needs of the victim would be to find ways to make victims whole.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you steal something from me, then you return it plus some form of restitution and compensation for the time that I lost having the product.
There's definitely more on this if you want to talk more about it after the break.
Yeah, definitely. And your call is welcome, 855-453. This is Free Talk Live. It's talk radio that you control. So call in, talk about whatever it is that you want.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy. Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. It's Daryl,
Hallie,
and Nemi
filling in for Mark and Ian, who are in New York City for the Talker Convention. I think that's tomorrow. I don't remember exactly when it is, but I know Mark and Ian are gone tonight and tomorrow. And as they say, when the cat's away, the mice will play.
That's right. But, we've taken control of the airwaves.
We have. And Tally, you were telling us about a conference up in Maine about a restorative state and some possible, like, reformation of the justice system.
Yeah, which I think is long overdue, so props to the folks in Maine that are working on this, which I'm surprised include government officials. So, when they're doing something good, I'd like to give them a shout-out. So let me continue with this article, and this is from the Bangor Daily News. This can be the beginning of a new day in which we collectively catch... I don't like the word collectively. I don't agree with everything in this article, but... which we can collectively catch a vision for a state that truly cares for its victims, focuses on prevention, is serious about rehabilitation, and prepares persons for integration into society, Richard Snyder, chairman of the Institute's board of directors, said in his opening remarks. This could be the beginning of a new day in which communities work hand in hand with professionals in responding to crime and wrongdoing. This could be the beginning of a day in which the financial cost of responding to crime are lowered, the revolving door stopped, and the waste of human lives is greatly diminished, if not ended altogether, he continued. This could be the beginning of a new day in which our children learn how to deal with a conflict in ways that bring people together. This can be the beginning of a new day in which the culture of punishment is replaced by a culture of caring and healing.
Okay, so I have a question here, and I know that you can't speak for this guy, obviously, but when he says that the culture of punishment is replaced by a culture of caring and healing, it sounds almost like he's saying that people who rape and murder and steal should not be held accountable for their actions because we should care for them and help them find out why they do these bad things.
Well, I mean,
is that how you interpret this?
I think this guy would still find a use for cages for people that harmed people like that.
But that's punishment, right? You did bad by killing, raping, or stealing, so we're going to punish you. He doesn't want punishment. He wants caring and healing.
Could be argued that would be prevention. If somebody has a history of hurting people when they're around them, I mean, you don't want that person around society, I think most people would say.
Right, and I guess I'm just looking at it, you know, from the definition of most people would see that as punishment.
Yeah, you're splitting hairs.
Possibly, but it sounds as though he's splitting hairs.
Well, I mean, it sounds he's also working with the establishment, so I'm sure, you know, he's trying to make this as appealing to all sides as possible.
There's an interesting point in a linked article here. It says, restorative justice is not something new, T. Richard Snyder, chairman of the project steering committee, said. We've just updated what we've learned from the Native Americans who didn't have a justice system and worked within their community. We are seeking to heal all who were involved. We are all part of one another, all neighbors and families. I think,
that's great.
To a point, a rapist, I think, is a little bit extreme, but I certainly can see the punitive nature of society and government in play with a family I'm working with right now, that it just keep kicking them while they're down and they can't get back up. Whereas if you reach out to as a neighborhood or a community, family, churches, it really takes a village, because not everybody's going to be on the top of their game all the time. So I don't think that this is necessarily, I don't think they're proposing it necessarily for murderers, and I'm certainly not saying, I don't see here that they're saying, oh, let all the murderers out as soon as they say, I'm sorry, or I found Jesus, or whatever. I just think this is something where, even in one of these articles, they talk about how it's in play in a local middle school. Principal said that detention was not always an effective tool, but when staff included a circle where pupils had to make apologies to those they had harmed, incidents declined 40%, as did the number of repeat offenders.
I remember when I was in school, I got detention a couple of times, and it was never for anything that actually had a victim. It was always, oh, you were chewing gum in class, so we're going to give you detention.
Well, where in the world are you learning, or kids learning at this point, where the consequences to their actions lie, that their actions do actually hurt people or can hurt people, and what environment do you see that does a kid who has been harmed actually have a environment where he can say, I've been harmed, and seek sort of the making whole. I don't really see that kids have that now. It's detention, yeah, and zero tolerance and the criminalization of childhood, as we've talked about before on,
yeah,
the show.
And if you say so and so punched me, stop being a tattletale.
Yeah.
Right. Handle your own business. Come on.
Yeah.
So I'll continue. And this actually goes into what Daryl was asking about. He answers it later on. He says, there should be a place for preventing people from harming others, but 75% of the people who are in prison shouldn't be there. They have substance abuse issues and mental health problems that should be addressed. Many are incarcerated for minor probation violations. Restorative justice looks at crime through a wider lens than the traditional criminal justice system does, according to Patricia Kimball, who is the executive director. It acknowledges the harm caused by crimes and acts of wrongdoing, but possesses a different method for addressing that harm. She says, instead of focusing solely on the individual that caused the harm and the best way to punish this person, restorative justice focuses on the victim that was harmed, the community that was impacted, and the way in which the offender can make things right, she said. Instead of asking what happened, who did it harm, and how should the perpetrator be punished, the restorative justice model asks, who has been hurt? What are their needs? Who has the obligation to address the needs, to put right the harms, to restore the relationship? A smattering of restorative justice programs are in place around Maine, primarily in programs for nonviolent juvenile offenders and in school discipline situations as an alternative to suspension. Programs have been implemented in Portland, Maine, Yarmouth, Old Orchard Beach, and Belfast, according to information provided at the conference.
Okay, so this, actually, it's beginning to answer a lot of the questions that I had, because it seems as though they really only want to implement this when it relates to either minor offenses, such as, I don't really like calling simple assault minor, because it just sounds so horrible, but... You know, if me and you get into a scuffle or whatever, and I punch you in the shoulder, then that legally is simple assault. So, in my opinion, that's a minor offense. You know, how can I make you whole for punching you? So, stuff like that, and then victimless crimes. So, it's really beginning to answer a lot of the questions that I had earlier when we first started talking about this. So I think that, you know, based on what I've heard so far, I think that it's something that hopefully could be implemented in places other than just in Maine. Mm-hmm. I would like to see something like this here in New Hampshire and elsewhere around the country.
It's revolutionary. I mean, it would be great if people were focused on these issues instead of just the enforcement, you know, beefing up law enforcement budgets and getting them armored vehicles and things like that. People, you know, bringing people together would be very important.
Yeah, and as he said, 75% of people that are currently in jail should not be there. And I've heard estimates as high as 80% of people in some jails are in for nonviolent victimless crimes. So, what do you think? Give us a call, 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
$55,450 free. That's the SACL CAI toll free line for Free Talk Live. And in studio tonight, it's Daryl,
Tally,
and Nemi.
And we, of course, are filling in for Ian and Mark, who are away in New York City. And Tally, I know you said that you were done with the story from the Bangor Daily News.
Hey, I've got to give both of you props for correct pronunciation of Bangor.
Nice.
Continue.
You're welcome.
That's the only way I've ever heard it pronounced. So I see something in here that I want to continue. There's just a couple more paragraphs. But it says, Jonathan, I'm guessing it's Kidd, K-I-D-D-E, the head of the statewide juvenile justice diversion program in Vermont, said that 80% of the juveniles charged in Vermont with nonviolent crimes who take part in restorative justice programs in the state don't reoffend. When asked during a break about how restorative justice principles could be applied in the prank at Mount Desert Island High School, where seniors dumped a large amount of fish bait into the building, he said the students involved most likely would have had to listen to the janitors or whoever cleaned up the mess describe that task. Now, I want to pause for a second here and say that in Daryl Land, those kids would have cleaned up the mess themselves.
Yeah, and we did. For my senior prank, we did end up, I think we had a similar restorative justice session. We did talk with the people who were responsible for cleaning up the mess, because this was the year that we let the piglets go in the school, and they wreaked havoc. You know, so we also did need to clean up the mess and make financial restitution for property damage. I don't think that's unheard of. Maybe it is today. I don't know.
That just seems logical in Daryl Land.
Well, but I think we know what would happen today, which is they would find the people involved or not, and then they would put them in handcuffs, and they would try to, you know, put them in a cage and scare them, take their mug shots, right? That didn't happen to you, Nemi?
No.
Good.
No.
So the article continues. It says, Sheena Bellows, the executive director of the Civil Liberties Union of Maine, said after the conference that her organization is making criminal justice reform a top priority for at least the next 2 years. She said Maine is at a tipping point on this issue. The ingredients for reform are all there. Those ingredients, according to the article, include a willingness of stakeholders to consider an alternative, the economic necessity of reducing the high cost of incarcerating nonviolent offenders, and recognition that the current system is not working.
Amen.
Yeah, I think this is great. Thanks, Tally, for bringing it in.
Yeah, sure. Thank you very much. And we go to the phones and the fun. Michael from North Carolina wants to talk about black powdered guns. Michael, what's on your mind?
I have a black powder pistol. And we go hog hunting. And when I went out there, we were sitting on a tailgate, and I set the box of bullets down after I did my load. but I took my possibles bag with me to the other truck. Well, the other guy left early, so they weren't my bullets. But what I end up with is I get back here sometime in February, and a friend of mine is moving, and we needed fuel, so I figured I'd pawn it. But to pawn it, I got to clear it. So I put caps on it and fired it right off my porch into the ground. There's no projectile. I had no bullets. But with that said, is that a firearm within city limits?
Okay, I don't know if that was considered firing a firearm in city limits or not. I don't know what the ordinance in... Well, what city are you in?
North Tulsa Beach.
Okay, yeah, I don't know what the ordinance is.
I'm supposed to be in the county. I'm three quarters to maybe a mile from the county line. But still, again, it's a high-populated area, but we do it out here all the time. And I was just wondering on that, if it is a firearm when there's no bullets in it.
You shouldn't call in Free Talk Live asking for legal advice. Yeah, I really don't know. I'm not an expert on if black powdered guns are considered firearms. I've heard some people say that they're not, but again, it all depends on the way the ordinance...
If you use it as such, it most certainly is. Use it in a bar fight.
I would certainly suggest you talk to someone who is well versed in your local firearms laws, because I know that here.
I've got the book here and I'm going through it as we speak. I got that from an attorney friend of mine. I mean, he's not
fantastic.
I don't think I need one. Oh, I wanted to throw in one more thing and just get your response on it.
Okay, go ahead.
This is something that's been bothering me for years and years and years, and I never understood it by President Bush on the mission accomplished. George did W. But mission accomplished was on the carrier when it went in, and they gave him so much grief about that. But it's always been it's always bothered me. Why didn't he just fight back? Because I mean. There are many missions in a battle, many battles in a war. So, I mean, the mission was not accomplished as the war would be accomplished. And he said in the very beginning that this is going to be a long war. He said 10 years or more. So he wasn't wrong, but I'm just curious why everybody wanted to attack that and why
Dick
he didn't fight back.
Didn't his vice president say that the Iraqi people were going to welcome the American troops as heroes and liberators?
Yeah, I think Bush said that as well. Thanks for the call, Michael. Yeah, I don't really care why George Bush didn't, quote-unquote, fight back when people gave him grief for saying mission accomplished, because I don't think that the U.S. military should have gone into Iraq in the first place, because... We know that Saddam Hussein and Iraq were not connected to Al-Qaeda. We know that they were not a threat to the United States of America. They weren't a threat to any person living in the United States of America. They were only a threat to the big oil industry who got a lot of its oil from the Middle East. And George W. Bush wanted to go in and finish the job that his dad started in 1991 when the U.S. military went into Iraq, they went into Kuwait to push back the forces of Iraq into Iraq, and then they bombed, some civilians and military personnel in Iraq, and then brought the troops home. So George W. Bush wanted to finish the job his dad started. He wanted to go after Saddam, and 9/11 was a very convenient excuse for doing that.
I think you made a lot of good points, very concise. So he wanted reactions of that statement, and I'm not going to be outraged over a PR stunt that didn't get the response that W. wanted, especially when lots and lots of soldiers died after that mission accomplished banner was displayed, and a lot of destruction still going on. It did seem premature, I mean, right?
Well, especially when the mission was, to stop terrorism. You're never going to stop an action. That's like saying... We're declaring a war on breathing.
Was Saddam Hussein still around? Was he in a spider hole at the time when that banner was on the aircraft carrier?
I don't remember. That's a good question.
I don't remember. I'm going to have to Google that during the top of the hour news.
Right.
To try to figure out exactly when the mission accomplished banner was.
It was 10 years ago. This I know. We were just talking about this a couple of weeks ago. It was the beginning of May, 10 years ago. And so the stat that I pulled, when Bush's jet landed on that aircraft carrier, American casualties stood at 139 killed, 542 wounded. That's over 4,300 American fatalities ago and hundreds of thousands of Iraqi fatalities ago.
Nice internet research.
Thank you.
Yeah. But by the way, that reminds me that George W. Bush did fly his own plane in, right?
Sure.
And landed because he's a former Navy
pilot. I don't think he actually flew the plane. He was in the co-pilot seat, I believe.
Oh, he didn't? Okay.
But he was wearing the Air Force get-up and the pilot outfit, whatever, which is what you wear if you're in a fighter jet.
Yeah, olive flight suit, ejection harness between his legs, helmet tucked under his arm, awestruck crew crowding around. Maverick was back, cooler and hotter than ever, throttling to the max with his joystick politics.
Yeah, so mission accomplished was declared May 1st, 2003, so just over 10 years ago. Still need to find out when exactly Saddam was found. And this is Free Talk Live. Your thoughts on this or anything else, 855-453. Give us a call. Take control of the airwaves. It's Daryl, Tally, and Nimmy filling in for Ian and Mark.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
Online Bitcoin Poker at SealedWithGloves.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at SealedWithGloves.eu. Great play rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at SealedWithGloves.eu. No seals are harmed in the making of this advertisement.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.